Welcome to the Morning Espresso Podcast. My name is Daniel Swain, and I'm an agency owner who creates websites, mobile applications, accessibility options, marketing and search engine optimization strategies, and maintenance plans for my clients. My agency is JDS Web Design. We've been in business for 16 plus years. Our area of expertise, our niche, is nonprofit and faith-based organizations. This podcast is about the lifestyle of an agency owner and small business owner. I appreciate you listening to my podcast and hope you will download it and provide a 5-star rating, especially if you're listening to it on Apple. Feel free to share and to comment on my website, morningexpressopodcast.podbean.com. Blessings, Daniel, and now on to our latest episode. This is episode 4, and we're going to kind of switch it up a little bit in that I'm looking at a couple questions that a couple of you guys have sent me, and I want to answer them. So we'll do this as kind of a Q&A. Several of the questions were very similar, so I just kind of combined into 3 most popular ones. The first question, which I will address, is how did I become an entrepreneur? Well, first of all, I'd like to say that running a company was not something that I learned from my family. I did not come from a family of entrepreneurs. My journey to entrepreneurship is very similar to a lot of the folks who I've talked to that are small business owners. It started out as a hobby, and suddenly that hobby was something that I found that I could get paid for, and I turned that hobby into a business. So how did it start out? So how did a hobby turn into a business? Well, in 2007, unfortunately, that was a year of a recession, or beginning of a small recession. And I, like a lot of folks, found myself without a job. And I was coming from a management level in my organization, and I had signed an NDA. So I wasn't able to go out and attempt to apply for jobs from any of our competitors or any of our clients. So I had about a 6 or 8 month period where I was just trying to figure out what I was going to do. I'd worked in this particular industry since I'd gotten out of college, and it'd been almost close to 20 years. Well, one day I was over at my neighbor's house, and he was going through a similar situation, except he had left his company and was starting a company, was becoming a small business owner. We were kind of talking and having a couple of single malts and kind of enjoying ourselves and just talking about our past employment, I was really interested in what was he doing. Hadn't really thought about being in the business. Didn't know what I would do if I went into business. But as our conversation continued, my neighbor got on the phone, and to know my neighbor is he's a guy who I had never ever heard him say a cuss word. And he just was going crazy on whoever was on the other side of the phone. And after he hung up, I said, "Man, who was you talking to?" And he was like, "Well, that was my web designer. I've been waiting for him to finish my company's website. And it looks crazy. He's got things going on the left, things going on the right. The menu doesn't work. There's misspelled words. It's just been a terrible, terrible thing, and I'm trying to get this done before I open up my business." I don't know if it was the single malts or just the sudden feel of not having any pressure on me, but for some reason I said, "Hey, I built websites." And he was like, "Let me see some." Then I had been dibbling and dabbling in website creation since 2000. Mainly as a hobby, just to get away. Typically, I'd only did it when it was cold outside and I wasn't able to swing my golf clubs. But I had gotten pretty decent at doing them. Back in the 2000s, was a lot of hand coding. Wasn't like it is today where you could jump into WordPress or something like that and had a template. Back then, you had to do a lot of the hand coding. And so a designer and a developer were pretty much on the same even tilt because you didn't know code. You did need to know code. So I showed him one or two of my latest projects that I was just doing just as a hobby. He liked them. He said, hey, I'll give you $2,500 to build out my website. And that was the beginning of my business. It was just that simple. I took the $2,500. I went down to my Chamber of Commerce, found out what I needed to do to go into business. Quickly realized I needed to talk to my CPA, which I had a CPA who did our taxes, my family taxes. He got me registered and got my federal tax ID number, got me registered with my state that I reside in, Georgia, showed me where I needed to go to register for my municipality, city. Got to pay taxes on all three levels, guys. After I did that, instructed me to go and get a business bank account, which I did. Then advised me to go get talk to an attorney so that I could get some information on contracts because I wanted to have a strong contract dealing with new clients. No handshakes, no guesstimation, a contract. And so I went out and found me an attorney who assisted in my early days contracts. And then later I found out that I needed to give him a few dollars as a retainer just in case I needed any legal advice or if I had ran into any issues. And luckily I haven't, but I still have a relationship with my attorney as well as my CPA. That was the journey. I think it's a journey similar to a lot of other small business owners. A journey in which something that is a skill that they've developed or learned and enjoy doing as a hobby. And then suddenly somebody reaches out or they reach out to somebody and they find that they can take this hobby and make money. And once they realize that, then it's a matter of trying to figure out how you can optimize it. And for me, once I built my first website, I just enjoyed the process. I was probably mistaken in thinking that all of my clients were going to come that easily, and they didn't. But, you know, I turned around and turned what was a hobby into a full-time business. And like I said, we've been running strong ever since. The next question that I get, and I get this a lot, and it's probably one of the hardest questions for somebody who's either thinking about going into business or somebody who's in business, is how do I get clients? I once did a talk on how to get your second client on, and if you look it up on the WordCamps.org, and put in my name, Daniel Swain, you'll see. And essentially right then I said, hey, you can get your second client from your community, from clients, from people you know, and resources like that. But the truth of the matter is, and while that is true, but the truth of the matter is the way that you get your phone to continue to ring, you've got to have some type of a sales funnel. I've had the same sales funnel for the past 12 years, and it's brought me a lot of clients and a lot of success. I use three items to garner my sales funnel. The first thing I do is I create a landing page for specific items, whether it's people looking for websites, for a nonprofit, people looking for websites for faith-based organization, whether it's people looking for support for their current websites, whether it's people looking for marketing and SEO help, whether it's people looking for a mobile application, or even whether it's for somebody looking for an accessibility to make their website more accessible to individuals with disabilities. And it's just not sight and hearing. It could also be motion. But those are just things that I do. And I create landing pages. And on those landing pages, I do a lot of keyword research and we do a lot of keyword stuffing. But also we turn around and use a product that that is called Google Ads. Yes, paid advertisement. I pay for ads for people who put in certain search words to come to my landing page. And on my landing page, I give you an option in which you can jump into my sales funnel and become potential clients. A lot of people that come into my landing pages don't opt in, whether it's for them to give me their email, to get information about a possible pain point, or to click a button and get my services. But the good thing about that is my landing page and Google Ads gives a lot of eyeballs on my landing page. My landing page is what I use to qualify whether or not particular individuals are an ideal fit for me. And so during the process of building a landing page, it's not just as simple as you build a landing page. There are certain features and functions. And if you look at my website, my blog, if you take and go to my blog, jdswebdesign.com, you can take and pull up landing page on my blog, and I give some really good information on what should be on a landing page and what shouldn't be on a landing page, especially if you want it to be an effective landing page. Like I said, I've been dealing with these for about 12 years. I know all about A/B testing. I definitely every Monday I take and look at all of my analytics. We have analytics on all of our landing pages because it's a key component of not just my business, but also on how I get clients. Because the landing page and the sales funnel to me is like a journey. And it's a journey that I try to take my prospective clients through. And so that journey has to be a very, very enjoyable journey, but it also has to be a journey that I'm making sure that I can meet my clients' expectations and I'm not pulling anyone through my journey that maybe is not qualified or is not at the point where they really know what they want. So again, how do I get clients? I've got a couple landing pages and sales funnels out there, and they bring individuals into my network. And through that networking journey, I do my best to qualify them to see if they can be a lead for my next project. Another question, and this will be the last question that I take and talk about. But another hot topic is, do I survive off of single products or do I have several revenue streams? The easy answer for me is I have several revenue streams. And when I always talk about it, I say, yeah, I've got an agency and we do web design, we do support, we do mobile applications, we do accessibility, we do marketing, we do search engine optimization. So we do several things. And each one of these services bring in revenue for my agency. I know some people who only have one thing. And for the first probably 4 or 5 years of my agency, I just had one product when I built websites. But the difficult thing about that is if you don't have a lot of projects in your pipeline, then what tends to happen is you work on a project, you complete the project, then you're hustling to find another project. And sometimes when you're in that type of state of mind and thought process, you make bad decisions on selecting new clients. And so I was falling in those type of ruts. And so I decided that while that's one of the most enjoyable parts of my job is building out new websites and mobile apps, I enjoy support. I enjoy helping clients with regards to their present websites and making sure they're functioning correctly. Also enjoy the fact that accessibility strategies are on people's websites so that everyone can enjoy our online world. Marketing and SEOs, which are always long-term projects, I do enjoy that because you do get a chance to see new services and new projects and get a chance to see them develop and grow and get way more eyeballs than they probably most of my clients have ever even thought about getting on their sites. And so, again, the short version is, yes, I have multiple revenue streams. It does keep me quite busy because I have to turn around and be very, very organized to make sure that I'm putting ample time on each and every one of my revenue streams. Each one of these revenue streams do not turn around and once you plug it in, money starts rolling out. Now I've got landing pages for each one of my revenue stream. And each one of them, I have A/B testing. So I'm always looking to see if I've got the correct content. And if I don't have content that is giving me conversions, then I got to look to get better content. And so, again, I have multiple revenue streams and it works for me. Hopefully, if you need any more information, you can definitely give me shoot out me an email. Again, I look forward to continuing with this series. And if you have any questions, just feel free to reach out to me. Thanks so much, and hope everyone has a wonderful and blessed one.